Okay, we're in Rambam Hilchos Tzitzis Parak Beis, continuing some of the halachas of Tchilas. So the Rambam says in Halacha Ches, he says that this is actually the source for a practice you'll see among Sfardim and Temanim. So a tal shehi kula aduma or yaroka or mishar tzivonin osa chute lavan shalak ein tziva. Okay, so im yaroka yarukin im aduma aduman. So if I have a red shirt, so then the strings, right, the strings that come off of it should also be red. And if I have a green shirt, then the strings should be green. So therefore, that's why Sfardim and Temanim wear an all-white talis. Because when you have a white garment and you know your strings are going to be white, so since the strings are white, the garment should be white as well. And I understand the Ashkenazi minug is to have those black stripes, but the truth is that certainly from the Rambam and other sources, it seems better or preferable to be consistent and have the color of the strings match the color of the garment. Haisa kula tcheles, let's say the entire shirt is tcheles color, or made out of tcheles. Osa lavan shalom mishar tzivonin, right? You'd make the color of the strings from any other color, right? Chutz min ha-shachor, it makes you nirek k'tcheles, except for this black type color, because it looks like tcheles. Okay, so that's the one exception, where if the garment's made out of tcheles, so then the strings that come off of it should not be tcheles color. V'korech al kol chut echa tcheles k'derech sh'osim shar tzitzio she'en tzivonim. But you still have to wrap around the strings coming off the garment, a string of tcheles. So if a person had a garment that was made out of tcheles, they should just, basically the rule of thumb is that you shouldn't make the strings tchelis as well. Halacha test, kasha onesh misha ena maniach lavan yosrim onesh lo aniach tchelis. It's an interesting point the Rambam makes at the end of Perek Beis. He says it's worse to go ahead and not wear the lavan part of tzitzis, meaning the strings that are the color of the beged. That's worse, the onesh for that is worse than the onesh for someone who doesn't wear tchelis. Why? Levisha lavan matzui lakol, because the getting strings that are the color of your garment are easy to come by. Okay, there's no challenge in acquiring strings to attach to to your shirt. So let's assume normally you wear a white shirt. Finding white strings is no challenge. But tcheles, right? Tcheles eino matzuya b'chol makom. V'lo b'chol zman neishat tzeva shamarnu. Now that's an important historical that's an important historical point, because it shows you that since tcheles wasn't really it wasn't always easy to acquire. Notice the process of doing it is complicated, but you see, especially with us being in Galus, getting our hands on tcheles was not something simple. So the Rambam is giving us a little window historically into the fact that when it comes to lavan, you know, that's easy. There's no excuse not to wear lavan. When it comes to tcheles, so he's not saying a person should avoid it, but you have more of an excuse, so to speak, because it's harder to come by. Even though today we've definitely made, for those who hold the tcheles today, we made great strides, still, nonetheless, in the hierarchy, the Rambam is saying that lavan is, in a sense, more important than the tcheles part. Okay, Perek Gimel. All right, now we get into the halachas of the garment itself. So we've done how to make tzitzis in Perek Aleph, essentially. Perek Beis dealt mostly with tcheles. Now, Perek Gimel, which is the last Perek in Hilchos Tzitzis, deals with, well, what kind of garment requires tzitzis, okay? So the Rambam says, Halacha Aleph, ksus, shechayiv adam lasos bat tzitzis min haTorah. So a garment, we'll say a shirt, that a person is obligated from the Torah to make tzitzis on it, right? Ksus sheish lo arba knafim, okay? O yoser al arba. All right, so it's a minimum of four corners, okay? Now, if a garment has more than four corners, as you'll see, it's required to have tzitzis on it. So it's not that, he's going to explain why, but it's not that a five-quarter garment or six-quarter garment is patur from tzitzis. Four is the minimum. Once I hit four, even if I have more than four in the garment, I still chayav in tzitzis. That's one rule. Second rule is, v'tiyeh midasa k'dei sheyiskaseh baroshav rubo shel katan amisalach levado b'shuk. Okay, this comes from the Gemara. This is an important point. The size of tzitzis must be enough to cover, okay, when being worn, okay, the head and most of the body of a child who can walk on his own in the shuk and doesn't need someone to watch him, okay? Now, what exactly is that age? 7, 8, somewhere in that area. The point is that unfortunately, people, some, there are adults I know who have tzitzis, who wear tzitzis today, who have it on a garment that's smaller than this. If I recall, I could be wrong about this, but if I recall, size 18 in America, for American size, is considered the small size for a person to be yotze, his chiyuv tzitzis, a garment that's required in tzitzis. So it's important to keep that in mind, that it's not like a tiny thing. And of course, this is the part that gets a little more frustrating. So when bar mitzvah kids get their first tzitzis, their first obligatory tzitzis, often they use like very small size. But that's a problem. You need, the size of the garment must be fairly large in order to require you to have tzitzis on it. Because remember, it's the head and most of the body, which is pretty big. And finally, v'tiyak sus shal tzemer o shal pishtam bilvad. That's another important point. So the Rambam holds midoraisa, right? The shirt must be made out of either tzemer, right, or pishtan, either linen or wool. Wool or linen are the only two materials, okay? Ah, but what about those mesh tzitzis and things of that nature? Okay, or cotton. So the Rambam says in Halacha Beis, aval tal shal shar minin, right? But a shirt made out of other materials, go in big day meshi, or big day tzemer gefen, so whatever, shirts made out of different materials other than wool or linen, okay? So it's important to know that if you have a cotton shirt, okay, the chiyuv tzitzis for that is not a chiyuv d'oraisa, it's a chiyuv d'rabbanan, and it's only there to make sure a person's careful about the mitzvah tzitzis. So which really means that ideally, and certainly there are many who are machmir about this, a person should seek out either wool or linen tzitzis. That's it. They should not seek out any other type. There's no excuse actually today to, well, the way we do tzitzis today is we have that extra garment that we wear, right? But in doing so, there's a strong argument to be made that a person should focus, I mean, the grow is very machmir, that only tzemer, nothing else. Well, obviously linen too, but I'm saying he would not be happy about a person who wore a cotton tzitzis. Like you said before, so for the garment to be chayev midrabanan, it requires the same rules, right? In other words, meaning that just because this is a rabbinical obligation doesn't mean that now, for instance, they would obligate you on a three-corner garment that's made out of cotton. No, the only thing that the rabbanan stepped in for is what the garment's made out of. But everything else, the same rules apply, meaning it has to be at least four corners or more, and it has to be the right size, okay? But the Torah, when it refers to begadim, is always referring to either wool or linen. Those are the stam things that the Torah refers to, okay? Okay, halacha gimel. Now he's going to analyze each of the rules, okay? Al arba kanfos kesusacha, right? Balas arba v'lo balas shalosh, okay? So it said, the Torah tells us, right, that it's four corners and not three, right? Im kein balas arba v'lo balas chamesh. But if that were true, okay, and this is a very funny Rambam, because the Rambam's actually going through like almost like a shaklev attire from the Gemara here, like a back and forth in the Gemara. But the Rambam says, okay, so the Torah says four, okay? So four sounds like four, not three. But if that's true, then it should be four and not five, right? So why you chayv and five? Tam lomar asher techaseh ba, right? Which means afilu ba'alas chamesh o yoser alzeh, okay? So the Chachamim darshan out that because it says Asher Techaseh Ba, right, would include five or more. Why? V'lamani mechayev balas chamesh, u'poter balas shalosh, right? U'shtein enam bali arba kanfos, right? So why is it that if I have a three-corner garment, I'm pater? If I have a five-corner garment, I'm chayev, right? But they're both not four. So he says, Nesh yesh beklal chamesh arba. Because, again, there's two ways you could look at a five-corner garment. You could look at a five-corner garment as a unit, so then it's not four. Or you could say, what's a five-corner garment? It's four corners with an additional corner added to it. And that's what the Rambam says. So therefore, lefikach, kishu oset tzitzis, lebalas chamesh or sheish. So now if you have a five- or six-corner garment, what do you do? Eina osa ela la'arba kanafayim hamru chakos zumizum osa nechamesh or sheish bilvad. Shnema ar arba kanfos kesusacha. So if I have, let's say, a six-corner garment, so what I would do is I only four of the corners are chayiv in tzitzis, okay? And I would pick the four that are farthest from each other. So let's say in my six-corner garment, whatever, I have two here, and two in the middle. You would do the four that are on the extreme ends of the garment and put your tzitzis on there. But basically, the Rambam saying in a very simple, logical way is that a five-corner garment is really a four-corner garment with an extra corner. That's the way the Torah looks at it. Okay, halacha dalid. Okay, ksus shel beged. Okay, this also comes right from the Gemara. Ukanfeya shel or chayeves. Okay, so let's say I have a wool shirt, right? But the corners are made out of leather. Okay, your chayev and tzitzis there. All right, he shel or. But let's say the beged is made out of leather. Ukanfeya shel beged, but the corners are made out of, let's say, wool. Petura, right? Shein holchen ela achar ikar ksus. Meaning that once the ksus, and this gets into the whole issue of the relationship of the corners to the garment itself, because the corners, on the one hand, are part of the shirt. On the other hand, they're discreet. So what the Gemara fleshes out from this is that as long whatever the garment's made out of, primarily, that's what gives the garment its halos shem. So if it's made out of wool, it becomes defined as a wool garment, even though it has corners made out of leather. Okay? So shall shnei shutvin chayeves. Right? Let's say two people are partners in owning a shirt. So that's chayev and tzitzis. Shenemar al kanfei vigdehem. Right, lo noemar kastusacha, right? So it only means your shirt, because the Torah also says that. Ela lemayit sheula. So when it says kastusacha, it doesn't mean exclusive ownership. It means if I borrowed someone's talis, right? She talis hasheula, right? If I borrow your talis, petura min atzitzis shloshim yom mikam ela chayavas. So what kastusacha comes to teach you is that if I borrowed someone's talis, I'd be patur from tzitzis for 30 days, but after 30 days, I'd be chayav to put tzitzis on that garment. Okay, lachay. Now, ksus shel tzemer. Okay. Now this is important. A shirt that's made out of wool. Okay, osin lavan shela chute tzemer. So now we're coming into the composition of the strings themselves. So if the shirt's made out of wool, then the strings, right, that come off of it also should be made out of wool, which again makes sense because you're modifying, you're extending the garment. So to make it, at this point, to make it out of a different material, to have a wool shirt, and we'll get to shatnez in a second, but a wool shirt and, let's say, linen strings, so that wouldn't be an appropriate modification of the garment. It's something different. Same thing by if the shirt's made out of linen. Okay? Now, ushar begadim, osin lavan, shakol min mimino. Right? Could go in chute meshi, l'chasus meshi, v'chute notse, l'chasus notse. So it's the same thing if it comes to a cotton shirt, okay? If I have a cotton shirt, the string should also be made out of cotton, okay? So, the material of the string should always match the material of the beged itself, okay? However, then rutzalasos love on the kol shar minim mitzemer omi pishnim osa, okay? But if you wanted to make the white strings, okay, from the, out of wool or linen, okay, on any one of these other types of garments, right, he'd be allowed to do that. And they shat semer v'pishdan potrin beimaminan bein shalom minan ushar minan beminan potrin shalom minan ein potrin. Right, because when it comes to wool and linen, so we can say anything made out of that is able to to fulfill your chiyuv. And when it comes to the other ones, they don't work that way. So there is a universal idea by semer and pishdan; they could work even if it comes to these other types of garments. But again, that's only talking about the rabbinical garments. Okay, so now he explains further in Lachavav, Umahu lasos chute tzemer biksus shel pishdan or chute pishdan biksus shel tzemer. Now, what if he wants to make? Okay, if he wants to use, let's say, wool strings on a linen shirt. Okay, can he do such a thing? So afal pishu lavan levada below teiles. Right. So even though it is, we're only talking about the beged strings. Bidinhu shiem mutter, okay, sheshatnez mutter l'inyan tzitzis. So remember, we're wading into the issue of shatnez. You cannot sew together on a shirt tzemer and pishdan. That is the d'oraisa of shatnez. And yet, by tzitzis, right, we allow for the idea as you'll soon see, of tzemer and pishdan coexisting, okay? How so? Sharia tchelet tzemerhu, because we know tchelet has to be tzemer, umatilin osola pishdan, right? But we can add it to pishdan, right? Neymar ain't osin kain, but why don't we do that? Meisha efshar lasos halavan shalom mimina, Okay, v'chol makom sh'ata motze aseh v'lo saseh, im yachol ata l'kayim eshtey en harei mutav, v'im lov yovo aseh v'yidches lo saseh, v'kan efshar l'kayim eshtey. So while theoretically there'd be no problem of having tzemer and pishtan together in my tzitzis, okay, the truth is a person shouldn't do it. Why? Because even though I wouldn't, and this is an important idea insofar as what it means to be docha the iser of shatness. Okay, so as we know, what we say by tzitzis is that that I can have tzemer and pishtan together, and shatness is pushed off. Now the question is, what does it mean that shatness is pushed off? Does it mean that shatness doesn't apply at all, or does it mean that there's a matir, right? That really it's shatness, but there's a matir to do it this way. So the Rambam is explaining is that if I can use, okay, which I can pretty easily, the same material that the shirt's made out of to make my strings, okay, so if I have a wool shirt, getting my hands on wool strings is no big deal, okay, and therefore I can avoid making use of the matir, it's preferable to do it that way. Kol makom she'ata, any situation where I see an aseh, which is tzitzis, and a losaseh, which is shatnez, if I can be mekayim both of them, meaning I can mekayim the mitzvah saseh at tzitzis, and I can avoid the iser of shatnez, that's the better way to do it, okay? If I can't, right, then I can just do the mitzvah saseh, and it pushes away the losaseh. But what I should try and do is I should try to aim for avoiding pushing off the losaseh. So even though, technically speaking, it's a matir, that doesn't mean a person should actively pursue that. Rather, what a person should say is he should avoid entering the situation because it's easy to do. So it's not a technical isser in a person having, for now, in a person having the, let's say, linen and wool strings together in tzitzis. It's more of an issue of, since it's easy to make the whole thing out of wool, that's the better option for a person to do and to avoid really engaging in the isser shatnez at all. Okay, halacha zayim. Ksus shel pishtan. Okay, now let's say I have a shirt that's made out of linen. Ein matilin batcheles, right? Ela osin alavam bilvad shechutei pishtan. Okay, so now the Rambam goes even further. Okay, if I have a linen shirt, I should not add tcheles to it, right? Rather, what do? I make all the, because tcheles is made out of semer. Rather, what do? I make all just the white strings, meaning the beged strings, out of linen. Lo v'dei shatzitzes nitches mibnei asher shatnes. Not because, we're worried about shatness here. Because the truth is, it would be mutter to have the tzemer, treles, with the pishtan lavan. Elakzera medivrayim. Rather, it is an interesting derabanan. It's because of an isser derabanan. What's the isser derabanan? Shema yiskasa ba balayla she'in azman chiyav tzitzis. Right? What's going to happen? What's going to happen is that a person will wear tzitzis at night, okay? So what's the problem there? So as long as I'm wearing, it's a very, very fascinating idea. As long as I'm wearing tzitzis during the day, so the aseh of tzitzis is actively pushing away the los aseh of shatness, right? So if I have my linen and wool strings together during the day, I can say that that the tzitzis is pushing off. It's keeping the iser shatness at bay. The matir is active. But as soon as shkia hits, right, and now I'm no longer chayiv to wear tzitzis, what am I now doing? I am now wearing a garment that has shatnez on it. So as the Rambam says, shem yiskasa ba b'layla shein esman chayiv tzitzis v'nimsa over alo sasa be'ei shein sham mitzvah saseh. So if this were the case, what a person would have to do is, a person would have to rip off his tzitzis as fast as possible before nightfall. And so we know people aren't going to do that, right? In fact, I'll get to the fact in a second, but we know people aren't going to do that. So to avoid the iser of shatness, the Rambam says that Chazal devised this iser derabanan of having the two together. Very interesting idea. Now, because you said shechovatz tzitzis b'yom v'lo b'layla, because the mitzvah wearing tzitzis is during the day and not at night. Shenema risim aso b'shas re'ia. Okay, because it's only when you can see them, which is during the day. Okay. What's interesting is that it's very interesting today that people are machmir about continuing to wear their tzitzis at night, which I never really understood. And I'm not saying that as soon as shkia hits, a person has to rip off their tzitzis. But you do see that Chazal were very sensitive to the fact that There is no halachic idea whatsoever of wearing a tzitzis at night. Zero. Because you see this Issa Darbanan proves the point. Because it exists because as soon as nightfall hits, this garment, so to speak, reverts from tzitzis being back to simply a shirt with strings on it. Okay? And then he says at the end, v'suma chayv tzitzis, afi shen roa acherem roa nasa. Right? So assume a blind person's chayv tzitzis, even though he can't see, others can see him. Okay. Now the Rambam does say, in Halacha Ches, mutter la'adam lubo tzitzis balayla, so a person is allowed... Yeah, go ahead. Okay. So, yeah. So he says, in Halacha Ches, he says, now mutter la'adam lubo tzitzis balayla, b'machobim Shabbos, but a person could, if he wanted to, wear tzitzis at night, v'afapi she'eno zmana, v'vavach lo yivarech, even though it's not the right time, and as long as he doesn't make a bracha on it. Now the practical issue where this comes up today, it's not more people wanting to wear the tzitzis at night, but the practical issue is putting on a talis for Maariv. Okay, that's an actually interesting question because you run into an interesting problem because there's no reason for a chazan, a shliach tzibur, to wear. We'll get that's a different issue why he does that to begin with, but there's no reason for a shliach tzibur to wear a talis at night because there's no idea of tzitzis at night. Okay, umeimasa yivarech al tzitzis b'shachar. Now, when's the earliest you can make your bracha of tzitzis in the morning? Mishiyakir bein tchela shabbat lavan shabbat. So when you could differentiate, right, the tchelas and the lavan, that's mishi yakir. The case of avarach aleya, right, and what bracha do you make? Bracha ta Hashem, elkeim achalam, asher kishanam sav sivanu, lehisateif betzitzis, v'chol zman shemisaseif ba b'yom, mevarach aleya kodem shehisateif. Right, and any time during the day that he's going to cover himself with his shirt, okay, which we'll get to ituf in a second, but any time he's going to cover himself with the shirt, he has to make a bracha beforehand. But you don't make the bracha tzitzis when you make them, because the end of the mitzvah is when, or I should say, the fulfillment, the culmination of the mitzvah is when you actually cover yourself with the talis at that point. You can walk into a bathroom, okay, or shvitz with your shirt on, with your talis on. You're allowed to. Okay, that's also one where people freak out about. It is permitted for you to walk into the bathroom with your talis on. Nifsugu lo chutin lamon chiles, right? Let's say the white or blue strings get torn off your talis. Zorkor ba'ashba, you can throw it in the garbage. Meishi mitzvah, she'im begufa kedusha. Because there's no kedusha intrinsic in the strings themselves. Okay? V'asu limkor talis mitzuyesas l'kusiyat she'yatir tzitziyosa. But I can't sell... A talis that has strings, that sits of strings on it, to a non-Jew once I remove the strings. Lo neishesh begufa kedusha, right? Not because the garment itself has any type of sanctity to it, right? Rather, ela shema yisatef ba. What's going to happen is, what do you call it? He's going to cover him with it. Vitlua imo Yisrael, v'yimeshu Yisrael v'yargenu, right? So he's going to wear it, and someone's going to think he's a Jew and try and kill him, which is a separate issue of living in more fearful times. Nashim avadim ktanim p'turim mitzitzis min haTorah. So as we know, women avadim and ktanim are all p'tur from tzitzis. U'midivrei sofrim midrabanan shekol katan sheyodea lisateif chayiv betzitzis kedei l'chanchel mitzvos. But when a child knows how to cover himself with tzitzis, he's chayiv at that point to wear talis. Which, by the way, talis as well. I'm not going to get into the Ashkenazi practice today of kids not doing that, which in my opinion is unfortunate. At the end of the day, a kid's chayav too. But remember, in doing chinuch for tzitzis, right, it's important to buy the child the correct size, not to give him those pint-sized tzitzis. V'nashim avadim shiratzu lisateif betzitzis misatim lo bracha. Women and avadim who want to wear tzitzis can do so without making a bracha. V'chein shar mitzvos asei shenashim p'turos behen, like any other mitzvos asei that women are pater from, im ratzu lasos osam below bracha, im v'machem yadan. They want to do it without a bracha, we don't stop them. Tumtum vandrogonus, okay, which is either a person who we're not sure, where they stand gender-wise, not today's version, but back then, or if they have both sets of genitalia, chayavim bekulon, misafik, right? So they're chayav completely, at a safek, lefikach im varchin alosim lo bracha. So they don't make a bracha because there's a safek there, okay? Halacha yud, heyachi of mitzvot tzitzis. Now, How do you do tzitzis? We haven't even gotten to the point of how a person fulfills the mitzvah. Kol adam shechayev lasos mitzvah zui miiskaseh b'ksus haroy l'tzitzis yatala tzitzis v'arkach iskaseh ba. When I have a shirt that has the right corners on it, I attach tzitzis to it, and then I wear the shirt. V'miiskaseh ba below tzitzis, haray bitl mitzvah saseh. But if I put it on, right, a four-corner garment without tzitzis attached to it, I'm mevatel mitzvah saseh. But aval begadim haruyim l'tzitzis, but any beggar that requires tzitzis calls mashal lo yiskase behen adam and the mukufalim munachim b'terminat tzitzis she'ena chobat talis l'chobas eshesh l'talis. As those know from the Gemara, it's a chiyuv gavra, not a chiyuv chetza. Therefore, if I keep my, let's say I have 10 four-corner garments that I don't intend on wearing until the winter time, I don't have to put tzitzis on those garments. It's only on a garment that I will be wearing. Okay? Now, even though a person is not obligated to purchase a four-corner garment, right, and you're not chayav to do such a thing, right? Kadesh yaseh batzitzis, that's not the obligation. Ein roi l'adam chasid yiftar atzma mitzvah zu. A righteous person will not exempt himself from fulfilling this mitzvah. El la'olam yishtada lios atav b'ksusam mechayavis batzitzis kadesh yakai mitzvah zu. Rather, a person should try to find a four-corner garment, right, and add tzitzis to it. V'shas atzvila tzarech lizar b'yoser. And during davening, he should be even more careful. G'nai gadahu l'tavei chachamim shispalu b'heim eina matufim. It's very denigrating for a Talmud Chacham to daven and he's not covered, right? Here he means his head and body covered with a talis. But note, as we know, there is no mitzvah to, and that's what's important today. The mitzvah is not to purchase a four-corner garment. The mitzvah is, if I own a four-corner garment, to then put tzitzis on that garment before I wear it. And that's an important distinction. Now, of course, the Rambam has to come in and say this because we want people to fulfill the mitzvah. So a person shouldn't avoid it, but he's not over any Isra if he does, okay? It's a righteous thing to do. It's righteous. It's good. But it doesn't mean that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is if I own a four-corner garment. So today, certainly none of us own four-corner garments. We go to Judaica stores and buy four-corner garments, which is a very unnatural way to fulfill the mitzvah. So finally, the Ram says, Lach Yud Beis, Lo Lami Adam Zar Mitzvah Tzitzis. A person should always be careful of the Mitzvah Tzitzis. Sharia Kasuv. Because the Torah equates tzitzis with all the mitzvahs. Because what's the mitzvah of tzitzis? The mitzvah of tzitzis is to remember the system of mitzvahs. So it has a very, very important place in the halachic system. Thus ends Hilchos Tzitzis.